Tom Shutra. Initially, Echonet. Now, Kulay Baalav Baaleka. Baalav Imale Shalem needs Kulay Baalav. I'm here since the owner, two owners. So you're missing Mchal, the whole Parsha Baalav, the whole Dilma. Mahu palga didei mi mifter, but at least you're potter. Gonna be potter from one of the bam half the shar. You're gonna be potter. Thank you, Rashi. Shutfin parish yishutna. No, shutia parish yishutna. That's the first. I don't. He probably the day me and Mifter. Shut me to Shalu. Initial echad mehem. Now kula shal bina malek. I don't. But he probably the shayla me as Mifter. The opposite case when the shutfin was shal. Initial echad mehem. The bay is only one baylim but two shaylim. And the Baalim was Nishal to one of the two Shutfim. Ma'al Kuli Shal Bina Malekka. So here it's not a Shailim, it's not Kuli Baalim. Here the Shailim Kuli Shal. You don't have Kuli Shal. Only to one of them. Aydilma, and therefore Luchar is no Ptur at all. Aydilma, Bahu Palga, the Shailay, Mias Mifter. At least the half that this guy was Shal, at least Potter. Rashi, Shutim Shasholu, Lachrish Bakarka Shal Shutvas. Rashi says the case of Shutim Shasholu is dafka when they borrowed it to use it, the Karka Shutvas. It's a joint effort over here. It's a joint Shaila. It wasn't Daik and Rashi. Lachrish Bakarka Shutvas, he says, Pirsh the Purushai. The ilu shutfis based of yaitziba. So shutfis is they happen to be shutfim in a different area, but not lagabe what they're going to use the cow for. It's not that they're shutfim; they're business partners. Inam mishne anoshim ba'alma she'elam karka b'shutfis shesholu par lachresh ba chodesh echad. Two shutfim came together to borrow a cow. So then we say yesh b'mash mashtel zeh shul l'shaloi tezvav yad uzeh tezvav yad kilu kalecha vecha shalat ni'atz manchu l'shayu hab b'chol chad b'chad. So instead of Rash coming on lafuke that they didn't borrow it to use it for the karka mishutefes, then and some two random people or even two people that happen to be shutfim in something else, they borrow a cow for 30 days. Then the understanding is that it's really two separate shaylas. Then it's taka two separate shaylas. There's nothing uniting them. And mele, each guy has it for 15 days, and each one is on his own. And if there's a ball of imoy with one of them, then he's part. And other guys gonna be chayim on his 15 days. No shaykhs. So over here is a big question in Rishayim. This is the main Gemara in Rishayim. Handle, what's the din when two people borrow something, two people borrow money. Rishayim are extending it not only to borrowing money, but even Gabe borrowing of a chayfetz. And we already had these Rishonim, I believe, in the beginning of a Mafkid. A little bit we touched upon it then. Rishonim over there talk about it. And so it's a Machlekes Rishonim. Is it, when two people borrow something, are they both chayiv the whole thing or not? That's about the case of Rishonim with their money. They borrow money. to be shutfim borrow money, borrow $100,000. Now comes time to pay. So there's the pshat that the malvin could collect 50 from each one, or no, if he wants, he could collect 50, 100 from whichever one he wants. Because they're both chayim. Rishalmi says that they're both chayim. Shail is though, is it midin arev, or is it midin that batsam, each one's chayiv the whole thing? Each one's mamish a malv and the whole, a loiv and the whole thing. So that's machlekes rishonim. Is it only midin arev? Meaning, kula alma, when two people borrow money together, each one is batsam a cosigner on the other loan.
But he says Rishonim.
Shami says you're the chayim. Shaila is it midin arev or is it midin?
They just said they're chayim.
Shami says you're chayim. That's right. Are you chayim midin arev or you chayim midin be'etzim? Then you consider malva. Each one consider malva alive and the whole thing. So Rishayim all say that from our Gemara. Gemara, Gemara, Raya, you're not alive in the whole thing, because the Rishayim are assuming that the Shaila by Malva by Halva is the same Shaila Gabi Shaila of Chveitzim. If by Loiva you're borrowing money, by Halva you're each one's a loiva in the whole thing. So too by money by Shar as well. That's the assumption of the Rishayim. We'll see that assumption might not be mechach. But the Rishayim are assuming that. And may the living right margam. What's the chash margam ara? Says Nuki Hesed. Kan yesh adachbik, en kol echa mehem chai bekula. El bepalga. Kedin balchay. Midach palga en chai velam den ara. That's pasha. That was pasha. He's chai of another half. The only shaila with midin arev and midin balchayv. Nafkamin is, does he have to go, does the malva go to you first? Or he has to go, the loiva, the din is, but if you're an arev, right? If each one is really loiva and 50, right? They can't go to Reuven and say, you owe me $100,000. Even though he's an arev, Teretz is because an arev first has to go to the loiva. So he has to go to Shimon. If he can't get the money out of Shem, he goes back to Reuven and says, okay, you're an Arab, you gotta pay me the extra 50. That's a big nafkamina, whether or not each one is alive on the whole 100, or each one's only alive on 50 and an Arab on the second of it.
Would it also be a nafkamina
whether he's dead in the Kuchas? No, an Arab is also a Shibud. An Arab is also a Shibud.
There is? Okay.
Of course. Okay. Yeah. Dichai kolachat kulam imainam kain harinishal kulei shayo harinishal lekulei shayo. So in other words, what's the problem? What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara said, do we say kulei shayo binon? And therefore what? If he's a shay, if he's a bal of ima with one of the two shutfin, it's not going to work. You need kulei shayo. In fact, Mugay said, why not? Why, it's Kulei Shor? Why is not Kulei Shor? In fact, the Mugay said, Ran, the Ban, everyone. Chay, it's Kulei Shor. Meaning, Kulei Shor. Why? Because the one that he's Baal Vimay to is a full Shayel. Right? Now, if they're asking that should be kulei shol, does that mean that they're asking that even even Shimon should also be pater? It was bal vima teruvein. The Rishonim say that if you hold that each one is a full shayol, then it's kulei shol. What's more saying? Do you say kulei shol and defi chayev? You don't have kulei shol. Oh no, you have kulei shol. On the tzad that you have kulei shol, yeah. On the tzad that is called kulei shol, are they both pater? Or even when the Rishonim are saying it should be considered kulei shol, But, and therefore it should be considered Kula Shal, Lagabe Ruve. But not Lagabe Shim. Or no. If they're asking that it should be considered Kula Shal, so if it's Kula Shal, then Chayr is about the Zeptura Balavima here, on the whole Shaila. This point is not clear in the Rishayim. It's not lahed in Rishayim anyway. That when we say, they're asking, according to you people, who say that Batsim Yerushal and the whole thing, which is the Rosh, yeah? Which is the Rosh. The Rosh says that each one, the Rosh Hashvuas, each one is a loiva in his own right. So then, why does Gemara say Bina Kula Shal Vilaka? What do you mean? Bina Kula Shal Ika. We have Kula Shal. Does that mean that we have Kula Shal and if it's, well, if we have Kula Shal, so then everyone should be Potter? No. Even on side that they're asking, it should be Kula Shal, but maybe only Gabe his Ptur. But the other guy is still Chayim. So the chayr is the shtikam hashmois. If we're saying that it's kulei shol, if it's kulei shol, then the chayr, if it's kulei shol, there should be pater. If it's considered kulei shol, then why? Then it's malavimai. Right? Child, what would be the hesber for such a thing? What would be the hesber to say that even Shimon, who's not malavimai, that Shimon should also be pater?
If we're saying Shimon's chayr, you'd be chayr to pay the whole thing.
Yeah. It's high. Each one is a child. So could be that since the Maisa, the Hare, they're both being shown the same thing, right? So since there is a Ptura Balvimai on this Sha'ela, right? There is a Akim of Balvimai on this Sha'ela, So Hare, there's a Ptur in this Sha'ela, so the male of Al-Gai is also Potter. If there's a Ptur in this Sha'ela, it could be the Al-Gai is also Potter.
Isn't that the whole question, like, why is it like that?
What?
Isn't that the...
I'm saying that since there's a Ptur in this Sha'ela, Hare, it's one, there's a Ptur in this Sha'ela. There's a ball of Ema in this Sha'ela. So that's a Sha'ela. I mean, if you look at it, it's mamash two separate Sha'elas. They're not. Right? But if you look at it, Batsim, it's one Sha'ela. Just each guy is a chray in the whole thing. Batsim is one Sha'ela. When Shutim bar it together, right? So if you say it's one Sha'ela, if it's one Sha'ela, and on this shale there is a ptur of balavimai, right? So Mela, the guy's also part of it. There's a ptur of balavimai. This thing. If you say it's mamash two separate shalas, that's him. It's two separate shalas, according to those who shine him. Then the chayr won't be shaykh balavimai. Lagabe the second guy. So this question is not beferish. We'll see when we get to the Rambam. Maybe it is a mashmayas. Yes, Akiva. Okay. So maybe sometimes could die away a little bit, you know? Not jump in, you know, because, you know. As we see saying in Yiddish, Kainar Weisnish can halba arbit. Yeah. The Ran on the Vlam Dalid. They used to at least say, go to Meyer Rosenblum, and he'll explain to you when I used to throw out Yiddish phrase, but now there's no one here to help me. Maybe not. Yeah. So the Ran over there, and the Beth Mugesiv touched upon this Svara as well. All the Rishonim bring down this Svara of Lama Dalid. Yeah, it's equally Shoil being on Ha'ikka. Chitema, Kivan Dev, oh, Chitema. Kim nika shal achmita ba'day, lav kula shaylo. Right? They say, fine, why are you saying it's kula shal? Maybe it's not kula shal. So what's the side of the Gemara that there's no balavim, right? it's Kula Yishol. So you say, no, it's not Kula Yishol. Even Gabi, this guy, why? Because Seif Kosef, there's another Shail here. Seif Kosef, there's another Shail. Even though each guy is higher in the whole thing, but Seif Kosef, there's another Shail over here. So even though he's chayiv in the whole thing, but there's still there's another shayil over here, so it's not kula yishol. So maybe that's how the Rishonim could get out of the problem. That's why the Gemara does have a tzad, even on a tzad, they're both chayiv completely. But still, the Gemara says there's no p'tur b'alvimoy. Why? Because even on the guy that you are working for, because it's far not kula yishol, because there is another shayil over here. So the next line, I don't understand. And this is where the Mukhesa throws it in later also. Im kain, bahu pal ganami, the shayla, lav kule shalhu. Uman palgo loch, chad pal gamidach palga. So here, and the Mukhesa also said this svara, he has a problem with this. He has a problem to say there's another shayla, there was not kule shal. Why? Dim kei bahu pal ganami the shaylei lav kule shalhu. Okay, who said that? Uman paluglach. And he has a problem that even got me his half. Then maybe it's not kule shal. Say nechanami. And that side of the Gemara, the side in our Gemara, yeah, the kule shal being a veleka is saying that even the one that's bal vimoy has to pay completely. Right?
The Gemara says.
I know what the Gemara says. Elamai, he's going on the side of the Gemara. Where the Gemara says half. Aydilma, Bahi Pal Gamias. Bahi Pal Gamias. Bahi Pal Gamias. Aydilma, Bahi Pal Gashaili Mias. Mias Mifter. Seder. But that's on the tzad. You don't need kulei shal. The two tzad gemara is, do you need kulei shal? You don't need kulei shal, no? Before the Ram, before anybody. You read the Gemara, you read the Surah Gemara. Gemara says, do you say kulei shal being on the Lekka? Or, no, at least Lagabe half is a shal. Lagabi his half, it's balavimai. The hainu, you don't need kulei shal, right? That's the tzad of the Gemara. Lagabi his half, yeah? Lagabi his half, yeah? You don't need kulei shal. Right? So what's not asking that, oh, if you're telling me you need kulei shal because of someone else, if it's not kulei shal, then even lagabi half. Even lagabi half, why you potter? I don't understand. In the first side of the Gemara, you talk a chayiv even in your half, because you need kulei shal, and there's someone else here, and therefore we say it's not kulei shal. That's one side of the Gemara. The other side of the Gemara is, oh no, I dilma bahi pal gamias this balavim. I mean, you don't need kulei shal. The tzaddik Gemara, you don't need kol yishol, and therefore, at least lagabe him, whatever his chiyuv is, he's pater. And according to the Rishonim, his chiyuv is the whole thing, and so he's pater. Whatever he's pater, his half of the sheila is a pater of al. So what's the problem? I don't understand the problem. In other words, what the Ram suggests, and all the Rishonim suggest for the Rosh, yeah, all the Rishonim suggest is that maybe. Now what are you telling me? Oh, it's kulei shayol. No, it's not kulei shayol because there's another shayol over here. It's not the total independent shayol, right? Like we said before, that there is a shayla together, even if you're the rush, which is each one's chayav in the whole thing, each one's a shayol in the whole thing, but together there's a shayla together, there's a joint shayol over here. So maybe it's not kulei shayol. Said it. So that's what they're going to learn. The Tzad Gemara is, you need Kulei Shaila. You don't have Kulei Shaila. And therefore, they're both Chayiv. Or no, you don't need Kulei Shaila. And at least the Shaila, the Reuven, that's Balabimai, he'll be Pater. I don't understand the Rishonim's problem once they bring in this Tzad. Agapanim. So now we have an Eisik of the Megarisiv with the Rambam. What's the halacha? So Gemara says Teiku. So Pashup Shah. Kimel Ifshita Bayin. Mifta Shayol Mahu Palga. We take the minor Chumla Tevea, Kula Nitva, Kula Minor Hainu, Lukmim Minor Cheskas Mare. I don't know why he's giving a whole speech over here. But, and therefore what? What's the halacha? What's the halacha? The one that's by his partner on half, and half with partner, and the other half was still chayim, right? The other half was still chayim. Amar mechaber. So the problem with the Rambam. The Rambam shtein d'shtazay. Rambam says. Ram implies the Yipat L'Gamri. Shol min ha-shutz v'nish l'echad mehem, v'chin ha-shutz v'sh'shol v'nish l'echad mehem, ha-reiz ha-safik, im yishel b'bayil ma'eina, l'fikach, emeis eina m'shalim. M'tof sa-bayil, v'im tzim yodam, safik, m'ayis ha-chol v'raya. And Ram says, the tfisa helps. Pasha, ha-reiz m'shalim, we're not going to go back into that. Why is the pshir different than anything else? The Rambam, Megrayis and Medayik in the Rambam, Vimeisa and Mishalim, and Tosa Abayim, Reish and Rav, Lekosa Vimeisa, Ein and Mishalim El Palga, Kamesh Mashma Malach Azu, Vigam Arif Kosa Vistam. He doesn't speak out, that Batsam, you're Potter from half. Rambam says, Potter, Mashma, Pat Lagamri. And so are here. Shneir shadayt him shayin mishalim klum. Yavina le din shayil babaylim bekulei mesafik. Yavina le din shayil babaylim bekulei mesafik. Listen to the Gemara, the Amma Vipshitas, Haleka Le Mashmahachi. So, where's Mukyayas' problem with the Rambam? Because the Gemara says, Mao, Kule Shoyal Be'inon Veleka. That's the tzad of the Gemara. That you're chayiv. It's mashma. That's pasha that you don't have kulei shal here. It's pasha that you don't have kulei shal over here. So you're not patur l'gamri. It's pasha the gemara. You're not patur l'gamri. It's pasha the gemara that you don't have kulei shal. I mean, it's pasha the gemara that you're not patur l'gamri. And according to the Rambam, Misafik, he says you're patur l'gamri. Now from here it's mashma, and Mugyarisim understood that's a Rambam, that not only is Ruvain, who the Baal Vima is with, Potter not only in half, he's Potter in the whole, but Shimon's also Potter. Because the Rambam, the Mugyarisim is accusing the Rambam of that there's a Tzad Ptor L'Gamri. Right? And that he says, I read the Gemara says not like that. Because the Gemara says, he's accusing the Rambam of going against the first Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Veleka, right? It's not Kulei Bailim. The Gemara is saying it's not Kulei Bailim. Veleka. So you're not, right? So you're not Pak Lagamri. And the Rambam says, you are Pak Lagamri. That Mkain, that's mashma. In the Tzad of the Gemara, yeah, that if not for this problem, the Gemara says being on kulei shoyer v'leka, right? If you didn't need that, then what would be the din? What would be the din? Balanima. There's a Ptur Balanima over here. And everyone will be potter. Oh. If you don't need Kula, you said you have Balanima. There is a Baal of Imai here, but Mitzas. So the Baal of Imai is Pat is the whole Asik, right? And over there, the comes along and the guy Yisuf and says, hey, 1 second. According to your Rambam, how are you reading that Gemara? By you telling me that Misafik, your Pater, you're going against the Gemara. The Gemara says, that's Vaday not true. The Gemara says, Bino Kulim, Gemara says, the Gemara says, Valeka. That means there's no tzad. That means there's no tzad. They pot lagami. Gemara is saying, you don't have Kula Shaymer. And according to your Rambam, he's accusing the Rambam of going against that Gemara. Where's the Rambam against the Gemara? If all the Rambam says was that Reuven is pot on the whole thing, not only half. Because normally he's responsible for the whole thing, like Ram holds like there's Potter just in half. I mean, sorry, that Ram just saying, if all the Ram is being Machadish, there's Potter, that Reuben is Potter on everything, but Shimon was Chayiv, that Ram didn't discuss Shimon. Then what does the Mukhiyasi want from this Gemara? Why is this Gemara against the Rambam? Gemara says, we say Kuloi, you don't have Kuloi, right? So therefore, no one's Potter, or at least half, meaning the guy we want. We look at each guy separately. Each guy by him, So where's the Rambam against the Gemara? Elmai, it's mashem, it's mukhim mugayisiv. And mugayisiv slip that's a Rambam. Rambam is saying, Rambam is aysim, right? Rambam is potter. Yeah, it's mashem potter. Everyone's potter. Rambam is potter. Everyone's potter. But, mugayisiv says, 1 second, how can you say that everyone's potter? He's saying everyone's potter, he's saying they don't need. He's saying that it's as if you have kulay. And that's not true. Gemara says you don't have kulay. In order to path everyone, it has to be they don't need kulay. That's not true. That's right? Gemara says, leka. So it's mashin is mukiyais, but he understands the Rambam, they're both part, that's what he's finding Rambam about. Oh, so what does Megayis suggest in Rambam? Vim noima deheim saimchim yaisab shari shalmi the amar deheim achroim arvayim the mashma l'chol echad chayim. So shalmi says loshim heim chayovim achroim arvayim. Which adds Gufa Shah Harlan Shami, Shami saying Midin Arav, Umidin, that's a Midin Laiva. So they, Zakh the Mukhaysev, he suggested Rambam, maybe the Rambam understood Yushalmi to mean that each one has Chayiv on his own. And the Rambam was Saimich on the Rambam, the Saikh on the Yushalmi. More than the Bavli. The Talmud did not mean on Kazesh Talmud is done. The Indian Kazesh, he boy the Chidoiv also Mateko. So in other words, maybe the Rambam passed like Yerushalmi. The Rambam passed like Yerushalmi, which means the Rosh's version of Yerushalmi that each one is Chayiv. Each one's chayiv, so that means we have kulay. You're right. The Gemara says we don't have kulay. We don't have kulay shayim. Shkulay shayim. That's according to the Babli. Each one's half. But according to Yerushalmi, each one is whole. So we have a kulay shayim. Each one's a full fledged shayim. So we have kulay shayim. So that's why the Rambam paskins that the Pater. Now it's not derech agav lecharish to kapella because the Rambam is very clear that he understands like the Rishayim that when that it's just a Rambam chafhei mal v'loy v'lochatesh shneim shlov mishdar echor shlokach mecha echor chen shutfin shlovu echor mehem or lokach b'shutfis arehein ar voyim zel zeh. What does Rambam say? Arehein ar voyim zel zeh. How does Rambam Yerushalmi? Like most Rishayim. Just in the Narvas, Rambam said. Harehein arvoyin. Rambam said that each one's a layer. Harehein arvoyin. Like all the Rishayim. That's not Mishnah Kapella in the case of what was happening to learn the Rambam like the Rosh. Okay, that's a problem. I don't know how to deal with that. But putting that aside, so what is the Mugayasiv suggesting for the Rambam? The Rambam passes like Yerushalmi. Truth matters, the Rambam very often. Can you do a pasuk like Yerushalmi? Very often, when something's not clear in the Bavli, the Rambam will use the Yerushalmi is the go for in the Rambam. He'll marshal the Yerushalmi. So here, see, the Bayit Lifshitas. Here's the Shaila. There we have a Pshitas. So Rambam will go up there. Up effect Megayis. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Very nice pshat. It's not going to work. Why? Why? Homakayim. Oh, so the truth matter is, but if Rama is passing like Yerushalmi, then it should be Vaday. Right? Everyone should be Vaday Pater. If Rama is passing like Yerushalmi, there's no Safik, then everyone should be Pater. If Rama, the Baal is Mesopik, Yerushalmi says each one's a Shail, so merely you have Kulei Shail. What's Baal is Safik? Do we say that you don't have Kulei Shail, or you don't need Kulei Shail? Katzi Shail is enough. Right? There's no tzad in the Bavli that you have Kulei Shal. Yerushalmi has a tzad? No, you need Kulei Shal, but you have Kulei Shal. If you have Kulei Shal, it says everyone's potter. Shalom HaYisrael. But Harei the Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam says, Rambam passes, it's only a suffix. Tfisa helps. I mean, this din of the Rambam is a suffix. Right? Hamakim kiv nika shal. So what's its suffix? Kiv nika shal achrina ba'day. Lav kulei shayel hu. Mishimachim esupik. Gam lahem bir adin. Says Mugi Yisuf, Mel ilu fi Yerushalmi, there's still room for a suffix. Even though Yerushalmi says that each one is kulei shayel, each one is kulei laiva. And by extension, each one is kulei shayel. Right? So what's the suffix? One second. Suffix is, but if you need Kulei Shail, he throws the Svar of the Ran. And maybe we don't have Kulei Shail. Suffix goes, there's another Shail over here. So even though each Shail has his own Chiyuv, but Suffix goes, he's not on his own. Suffix goes, there is a Shutfis over here. Let's not forget, Shutfis Shalom. And they're using it for the shutvis. So there is something of a shutvis over here. There's one shail with two people chayiv on it. Right? Not medinara. But still, there is a shutvis over here. So that's why it's still suffix. Maybe it's not called kulei shal. Vim kain. Tzarech Leimar, Shagam Bepalgalav Kulei Shoyalu. The man Palgal, Chad Palgal, Minach Palgal. Cholzeg Gneged Bayed Hacha. So for some reason, the Mugi Yosef, in explaining the Rambam, who's working with Yerushalmi, why is it still a Safik? Says the Mugi Yosef, there's still a Safik. What's the Safik? Because even though each shal is higher than the whole thing, then maybe it's not kulei shal. Why? Because there's another shal over here. So says Mugi Yosef, so it sounds like when he wanted to suggest this for Yerushalmi / Rambam, the tzad that it's not Kulei Shaul is going to be the same side of our Gemara. That Palga, at least not half, you're going to be Palga. Right? So that he says, why? Al Tzadi telling me it's not Kulei Shaul, you need Kulei Shaul? Says the Muki Yosef, so why you Palga in half? So again, the same problem happened with Iran. The tzad of the Gemara, the tzad of the Gemara that's half, is they don't need Kulei Shaul, right? So what's this problem? The Rambam, what was his kasha? The Rambam possibly Yerushalmi, and it is Kulei Shaul. So Gemara's so you need Kulei Shaul, you don't need Kulei Shaul. Right, but the Rambam says it's Kulei Shaul. Said, why is there a suffix? So he creates a suffix, even though it is Kulei Shaul, still there's room for a suffix. What's the suffix? Maybe it's not Kulei Shaul, even though it's Kulei Shaul, because each one's higher than the whole thing. Maybe it's not Kulei Shaul because there's another guy right here. Right. Okay, so that explains why the Rambam passed mitam sofek, even though he holds a Yerushalmi. So why is that a problem? So what's his problem? Lagavi palga and echrami lefi the tzad that we don't have Kulei Shaul, then even on palga lefi the tzad they don't have Kulei Shaul, lefi the tzad that you need Kulei Shaul, and even though you have Kulei Shaul, you don't have Kulei Shaul, then in echrami they both can be chayim. Who said that? He said the Gemara says that. The Gemara says that. He's saying. And the Gemara is saying not. Where is the Gemara saying not? The Gemara is tzad of palga. The Gemara is right, but that's the Chorish, the same problem out the Rad. But the tzad of palga is vid tzad. They don't need Kulei Shaul. But in Echnam, al tzad you need Kulei Shaul. Then in the Fidu Shalmi, right? They'll both be chayiv. So when the Rambam says, but still we have with the Rambam is great. But still, does it tzad, right? The Fidu Shalmi, does it tzad? There's an extra tzad that we don't have in the Bavli. That's all the Rambam wants from Yerushalmi. What does the Rambam take from Yerushalmi? What is Vash Shtei Yerushalmi? Shtei Yerushalmi, that this grounds for another tzad to say that you have Kulei Shaul. That's all. Because each one's chayim in the whole thing, so you have Kulei Shaul. If there's a tzad, you have Kulei Shaul, then they're both butter. Everyone's butter, because you have Kulei Shaul. So why is it a suffix? Yeah, because maybe it's not Kulei Shaul. Right? Maybe it's not Kulei Shaul. And if you want to keep the Bavli in the picture and say that there's another tzad, there's a third tzad, there's a third tzad that it's palga. I'm saying it, but that third tzad of palga is saying that you need Kulei Shaul, that you don't need Kulei Shaul. It's taka not Kulei Shaul, but palga shaul it is.
Sounds like Yerushalmi is being makriya. That's just adding another tzad. Makriya saying that we hold it is Kulei Shaul.
He started saying like that. Then he had a problem. The Rambam says suffix. He's trying to explain why it is even a tzad suffix. Okay, you saw the homework, Yosef?
Yeah.
We just read through. Okay, you have to read this 100 times.
What was bothering me, he's saying, you hold Kulei Shaul, but since there's another shadda there, that wipes out the Kulei Shaul.
Because he has a problem with the Rambam. He rejects the tzad to say that there's achrof in the Yerushalmi, because the Rambam passes him a suffix. So he has to explain what's the tzad suffix in the Yerushalmi. And he explains it. And he says, because the tzad suffix in the Yerushalmi was that you don't have Kulei Shaul. Even though Bats and Shalmi holds each one's a Gansu Shayel, but you don't have Kulei Shaul. Why? Because the same as Fred Duran suggested. Because there's someone else here too.
And that wipes out the fact that it's Kulei Shaul. The fact that the second Shayel
is there. Yes. There's another Shayel. It's not Kulei Shaul. Because it's not just two. It's not Rashi's case where two people ran the people together, borrowed something, and each one said, he's 15 days, he's 15 days. No, they borrowed it for the shutfis. They borrowed it for the joint karka. There is some type of shutfis over here. It's not a funny situation. Each guy's a ganz shul, but midah isa, they borrowed it together. There's a shutfis here. Then Mugeisa suggests that maybe the whole thing in the Rambam is wrong. Maybe we missed the boat. There's no such Rambam. There's no such Rambam, says Mugeisa. Hare, what does the Rambam say? Rambam talks about two cases together, yeah? What does the Rambam say? Two cases. What are two cases? Shutvim Shasholu and Shalom and Ashutvim. Says the Rambam, Shalom and Ashutvim initial Alechemem, Bechain. Right? So raise a suffix. If the Shail Baalim or not. Thick Ripotter. Now, in the case of Shalom and Ashutvim, right? Shalom and Ashutvim. So over there, Nil Chayrim, the Rambam's Maida, that it's only Negeya. It's only a gay a half. Because what does our Gemara say? What does our Gemara say? Shalom and Shutfin. You have Vinish Lechemem. Mao, Kuli Bolabino, Veleka, Nibra's no Bolabimai. Idilma, who Paul good day, me up Mifta. Right? The Bavli had no tzad that Shalom and Shutfin, Vinish Lechemem, that you potter more than half. He's the only tzaras that did potter from the guy who from the shutif who was there balavimai, but not the other guy. That is no tzad, and then Shalom doesn't help you either. The Shalom is not talking about that. Shalom is talking about mitzad the shayil, not mitzad the mashil. So mitzad the mashil, right? The two tzad are either yichai legamri because you don't have kulei mashil, or at least you put on his half because on his half. There is balav imay. You don't need kulei balav, right? So when the Rambam says potter in that case, right? Zich doesn't mean that you potter even for the other shutif, because no, it's not that the other shutif is potter. Shom in a shutif, nishal echad mehem. And then the Rambam says a safik, and the Rambam says you potter. Who you potter to? Is it tzad you potter from the guy that wasn't there? No. There's nothing that can't. So even the Rambam says him, but that's pashit. There's no tzad misvara. The potter, the other guy. The Gemara has two tzadim. Either you need kulei bailam or it's enough mitzvahs bailam. Legabe palga, legabe his half. So it's clear in the Gemara. So Mela, when the Rambam says the Chara, in that case, the Rambam yizichat. There's no dig in the Rambam to say the Yichayev that you put legami, right? Because M came by Shutvish Shalom. By Shutvish Shalom, Mela, you lost the old dig. Says the Mekayis after the Meshum Shemes. The shoyl zeh pater b'chalkai b'heich the shutfin sheshalu sharei ba'al b'heim imoy m'lachtoi nokan arambam ein m'shalem m'shum nesalg minei u'meil anayim b'heich the shal shutfin ein epat el mipalga ein epat el mipalga. So it's like over there when it says pater doesn't mean pater, it means only half. So in the case of shutfin sheshalu also, so well, you have no dig in the Rambam. The whole thing in the Rambam is a mistake, says Mukiyasir. The same Rambam, the same words in Rambam. Rambam says, you put the misafik, and Rambam's going in two cases. On one or two cases, you're not put the legamri. In the case of Shal Mina Shutvim, that Mechayr is not something that you put the legamri. There's no way you can put the legamri. by Shut Vishalu, then Mukyasev, Mutras, and he finds Yerushalmi and all Shul Torah, all Shul Klali, to explain why there should be a tzad that he put Lagam because it's considered Kula Ishail. But case of Shaul Mina Shutvin, that's Pasha that only one of the Shutvim here. And in the Gemara it's Pasha, then there's no Svara to say that with no marker to say that it's considered Kulei Bailin. It's Zichanat Kulei Bailin. It's Zichanat, there's no way. It's Zichanat Kulei Bailin. There's two Shutvim, only one of the Shutvim is here. It's not Kulei Bailin. By the Shalom, we have a tzad to say it's Kulei Shalom, if you're Yerushalmi. But there's no tzad that's Kulei Bailin. And yet the Rambam says, Mesafik Yepater. Tell him I was Rambam Mingo. The Rambam said, use your brains. When I said Pater, obviously I mean only half. Samaya Zakhdum Zakhdum Gesif. Use your brains. So when I say Pater, by case of Shutvah Shalom, I only mean this guy's Pater. And the Chalam, who said there's a tzad? Who said there's a tzad that you have Kulei Shalom? About you don't have Kuleshov. Ken, I'll add, that's Rambam Malvaleva. Rambam Malvaleva learns like all the other Rishonim. He does not say they have Kuleshov. He's in Yerushalmi. It's only an Arif. Mela. When Rambam says Yipata, it doesn't mean Yipata Lagam. Why, yeah. The whole story of Shalmi is that when two people borrow something, two people borrow money, two people borrow chayfets, each one's machayev himself lagami. When I'm borrowing it from the Shutvim, what does Yerushalmi have to do with that bacha? I'm borrowing it from the Shutvim, they own this cow together, okay, and I'm borrowing it from both of them, and only half the bailam is with me. What does that do to Yerushalmi? Harry, the Gemara didn't have a tzad to say that it's considered it's Kulei Bailin. Right? The only Gemara said that, okay, the Gemara Zichra assumed that it's only Chatzi Bailin. So the Shalom is no. What does the Shalom have to do with Chatzi Bailin?
If each Shidim would be Chayim to be the entire thing, then if you borrow from one Shidim, Shidim
would
be
Tzilek Bailin. Was the Shalom is as far when the Shutvim are Mechayiv themselves something, yeah, together, is it two equal Chiyuvim on the whole thing? Each one's only Chayiv half. Was it just barring from Shutvim? They're not being Mechayiv themselves.
Can you say as far as that it's Pilon in the Chayiv itself, in the Shaila?
But the Gemara doesn't have Shutzad. The Gemara says, if you need Kulei Bailin, you don't have it. Even in the tzad that it works, is only because at least Lagabi half. You have half Bailin, so Lagabi his chelik, it's a bowl of Yimoy. You don't say that there's some bowl of Yimoy in the Shaila. So you're right, maybe there could be such a Svara, based on the Svara I said before. Yeah, but there's no Rishalmi to back that up, and there's no Bapa to back it up. So it doesn't exist.
Would the Rosh hold of the Svara that it's Pasul Legamri? Would he say that the
Rosh hold like the Yerushalmi? The Rosh holds like the Yerushalmi. Yeah, the Rosh holds each one's chayiv in the whole thing.
So he would hold of the Svara and then he has the first Svara that
he that what?
That he's out of chayiv and the whole thing was chayiv in the
But question: how does he deal with the Gemara? Question: how's the Rosh learn the Gemara?
We need another
first Pshat.
The
Gemara
said that
he's out of five.
The Gemara
doesn't have Shetzad.
Yeah,
what?
How would the Gemara be answering this question for us?
So one second. Get there. So question: how's the Rosh learn the Gemara? So, according to simple parrots is. The simple teretz is bats in the chesh is really the teretz of the rishonim, yeah, which we don't understand what the problem was. The older rishonim suggest the pshat and they slug it up and they say that even if you rishalmi, it's not kulei bailim, it's not kulei shoyel because there's another shoyel over here. So legabe, even though each one is chayiv completely, but legabe the din of shoyel b'bailim, it's lav kulei shoyel, because there's another shoyel over here. And that's the tzad of the Gemara. If you need kulei shoyel, you don't have kulei shoyel. That's a chara simple. Teretz for the Rosh. I don't understand what the Rishonim's problem is with this. They say, oh, so even by palga, you don't have that. I don't know what they want with that. If someone could figure that out for me, I'd be very happy. But there is another mahalach to answer. It's two mahalachim, really. Nachrayim. Rav Shach wants to suggest that maybe the Rosh will tell you that the whole Yerushalmi, the whole Yerushalmi is only by halva. Hare, the Yerushalmi didn't talk about she'ela. Yeah, Yerushalmi is talking about halva, right? Yerushalmi says each one is achroi va'arev. Like Rosh Yerushalmi is dafka arev, yeah. Achroi va'arevin on the whole thing. Yerushalmi is talking about halva. Rishonim come along and say, oh, I'm Kain, hold them by Shayim. That's Rishonim's Hamtzah. I'm merely asking Kasha. Zakr Shach, in Mal Velev, Perichafei, Allah Chatez, that Rambam that we mentioned before, Zakr Shach, there maybe is a difference between Sheila and Halva. And even you want to say that by Halva, each one's Chayiv. The Hainu, when two people borrow money, it's keenly each one's borrowing the whole thing. Each one's borrowing the whole thing and lending it to the other guy. Yeah? Lending half to the other guy. Yeah? So Meila, he says, that's by halva. But by she'ela, the guy by being chayiv and einzin, he says, not kol nashaloi. It's not kol nashaloi.
Is it the partner?
What?
What is it?
Each one's only benefiting from half.
As much as he gets his half, his heart is still like, oh, I know Shalai.
What?
With partner, he gets
it. I understand. He says it's not called Na Shalai. It has to do with what we were discussing yesterday, right? It's not called Na Shalai because the Kila Bailam still has half. The Bailam still has half. And the Bailam is lending it out. In other words, when the Bailam lends out the other half to the other guy, it's Betsim, Kilu, the Bailam is still has it. The fact that it's by the other shutif doesn't mean it's not by the Bible.
I'm saying it's days.
What?
I'm saying it's days.
It's not days. No, we're not going Rashi. It's not Rashi. That's no. Too much shutif noise. We're going Rashi. They borrowed it to plow the shutif's field. That's not the question. The question is though. We say that since it's two shuttles over here, so that's Kilu. Half is still by the Baalim, and he's landing to the other shayla. So that's what Shach wanted to say, but Chari is still a problem with that.
Why is halva different?
What?
Why is halva different? They're all different.
What?
Why by halva is
all the
money?
What's that over here? Each one borrowed the whole thing. And they gave it to the other guy. So you're also, each one borrowed it and gave it to the other guy. No, he's saying, there's no thing called an Ashalai, but as far as he's asking, I mean, he was asking inside the structure of the deal. He's asking inside the structure of the deal. In other words, if he's saying by shells, why is not calling us Shalai? Yeah? Ah, so no. So he's saying that's even though Kilo he borrowed the whole thing, but since he's not getting the benefit of the whole thing, the Maisa. The other shells are also gaining it. So it's not calling us Shalai. That's what? It's not calling us Shalai. But each one's talking borrowing the whole thing. No, but since the mice is not getting the benefit because there is the other guy also, then it was not called an Ashalai. If we say that each one's borrowing the whole thing, then you don't need call an Ashalai. Rishon Darvi is saying. Okay, again, the problem is it's still not great. The Tzais has another terrace for the Rosh. Based on that Rambam, Yana Rambam. Yeah, and Rambam. And I love Paragalav Sir's Lakhdalit. The Rambam says that by Shemesh Masl Shaymer, by Shemesh Masl Shaymer, yeah, even by Balavimai, you're chayv. Right? Shemesh Masl Shaymer, even by Balavimai, you're chayv. Right? Everyone remembers the Rambam?
What?
Aleph Dalet. Schirps. Avra Shaymer, he gave the Shaymer Shane, even though it was Balavimai, it's Chayv. And he quotes the Magen Mishnah that says that the Ptur Balavimai is only by the Rishus of the first guy, not by the second guy. Right? That's what Magen Mishnah said. Well, the Ptur Balavimai is only calls man and Samar Rishus. But if it's someone else Rishus, you don't have the Ptur Balavimai. That was lost in the Magen Mishnah. Dr. Tzais, Kaini says, I should be Sheshalu. I should be Sheshalu. Lefida Rishayin, that each one is a Shal in the whole thing. Right? So what's the kasha? So it should be Balavimai. Yeah, it's Balavimai. On the whole thing. Right? Tzais, Abraham is grimacing already. Tzais says that pshat is that, but if each one is a shul in the whole thing, then it's pshat is kilu. So I'd other shutev is also. Teretz is he's loaning to the other shutev.
Yeah.
No. If each one is a shul in the whole thing, two shutev bar. Each one shul in the whole thing. So how's the other guy using it? What?
They're partners. They're not. They don't.
Each guy is showing the whole thing, but the other half is laying. He's laying the shutta. Kitzer. That's the direction of the tzais, and therefore the fifth Magen Mishnah. You're not going to be. It's a different rishus. You're on the tour, but ma'is is many kashan anyway. Again, the kids are as high as them. Yeah, they're trying.